podcast number 92, Driver's License, by Olivia Rodrigo and Daniel Nigro. This work is a masterpiece of modern song construction. It offers all songwriters at any level a wealth of ideas and techniques. In other words, a model for all on how to construct a work at the highest level and caliber. Through form and analysis, we hope to uncover these building blocks to inspire and use to create our own songs or, in fact, any type of musical composition. First, let's look at the overall architecture. We're in the key of B-flat major in 4/4 time, and a quarter note equals 72 beats per minute. There's an introduction, verse 1, a chorus, verse 2, chorus, bridge, chorus, and then an outro. The introduction is very short. It is only half a measure. It features 4 eighth notes, the note B-flat. This is very important because it introduces an accompaniment hook. This permeates a great deal of the song. This repeated note evolves into a hypnotic pedal tone. A pedal tone is a constant note held, a drone, or repeated under, through, or over a chord progression, creating endless shades of color. If you are a guitar player, I have a video on YouTube demonstrating pedal tones and chord planing, thereby creating endless chord colors and progressions. As I mentioned, the song is in the key of B-flat major. The chords in B-flat are B-flat, the one chord, C minor, the two chord, D minor, the three chord, E-flat, the four chord, F major, the five chord, G minor, the six chord, and A diminished, the seven chord. As we shall see, this song is primarily built on the 1 B-flat, the 4 E-flat, the 5 F, and the 6 G minor. In podcast numbers 84 to 91, titled Unlimited Chords and Progressions, I relate how these 4 chords in any key create the most common progression used in popular rock and country for the last 70 years. I also use them to show how to create unlimited amounts of song backgrounds. The verse is unusual in that it is 14 measures long, divided into 2 sections, 6 plus 7, with a 1 measure interjection. Section 1 is 6 measures long, and this is divided into 2 phrases, 2 plus 4. Phrase 1, the first 2 measures. The lyrics are, I got my driver's license last week, just like we always talked about. The background features the continuation of that B-flat pedal hook against the one chord B-flat major. I do not want to break any copyright laws, so please listen to the original recording. I will, however, play examples. Above the background, the melody now enters with the lyrics, I got my driver's license. The melody outlines the notes of the B-flat chord with passing tones, connectors. The phrasing is so perfect in its intonation and how smooth it flows, almost like it was spoken rather than sung. This may be considered similar to recitative, the technique in opera where a dialogue is half sung, spoken against a static background, telling the ongoing story. As I have highlighted in podcast number 21, chord tones are consonant, and non-chord tones create varying shades of dissonance and consonance, tension and calm, dark and light. I will play the notes very slowly of this phrase against the B-flat chord to emphasize the tonal effect of the melody against the background. Chord tone. Chord tone. Chord tone, chord tone, passing tone, chord tone, passing tone, passing tone, chord tone. At this slow tempo, we can hear the color of the notes change. I know at regular tempo we wouldn't hear this, but subconsciously I always feel that we sense it. Also, which is very, very important, is most of the melody here is sung syncopated, in other words, off the beat. And since the eighth notes are emphasized, the feeling is that the song is really moving faster than the basic pulse of 72 beats per minute of the quarter notes. This will come into play later on in the song, because at this point, rather than the quarter notes being emphasized on the beat, it's the eighth notes being emphasized. All these nuances are similar to a painter adding small dabs of color to the canvas that add a great deal to the overall work that may go unnoticed until deeper inspection. This first phrase, two measures long, is sung continuously. However, there really are two subsections if we look closely. The first half, I got my driver's license last week, is then followed by the second part, second subsection, which repeats the first half almost exactly musically, just like we always talked about. This is one of the most important techniques in all music, all styles, all genres. Repetition and repetition with variation. I cannot stress that enough. Phrase 2 of the verse. The second phrase is 4 measures long, twice as long as the first phrase. This is a technique we will see throughout this song, also sung in one continuous sentence. Because you were so excited for me to finally drive to your house, but today I drove through the suburbs crying because you weren't around. In order to be able to sing such a long, syncopated sentence, so smooth, so effortlessly, takes a singer of extreme talent. Also, most important is the fact that the B-flat pedal tone is repeated against the new chord, G minor, held for 2 measures, and then E flat, held for 2 measures. As with the melody, notice how the color of that B flat note changes as the chords change. I will play that slowly now. The first part of the second phrase, the lyrics, "cause you were so excited for me to finally drive up to your house," practically repeats the first phrase almost exactly. The notes are practically the same. This is against the G minor chord. But now against the E flat chord, where we have the lyrics, "but today I drove through the suburbs crying cause you weren't around," it changes and it uses the notes of the E flat chord. 2 notes, B flat and G. Those are all chord tones. What is really a nice touch is against the lyrics "crying" and "you weren't," very important lyrics in the song. They are non-chord tones, which adds emotion to those notes. I will play that now. I will play an E-flat chord, and I will play D and C for the lyrics "crying," and then D and C again for "you weren't." That's the major 7th and the 6th note against the chord. As I play it slowly, listen to the emotion supporting those lyrics. As I said earlier, I truly believe you feel that. So in this first section of the song, we have 6 measures. 4, musically, are basically the same. The 5th and 6th are a little bit different. They are similar, but there is a change because the tone of the lyrics and the emotion have changed. In the first half of the verse, 6 measures, we have seen quite a few outstanding techniques. First of all, there are 6 measures. 4 are practically the same and 2 are different. The 2 that are different reflect the changing mood of the lyrics. In opposition, the chord section is 2 plus 2 plus 2, B flat for 2, G minor for 2, E flat for 2. And the phrasing is the opposite. It's the first phrase is 2 measures and the second phrase is 4. So in effect, we have 3 opposing forces. melodic, harmonic, and lyrical, on top of a pedal tone B-flat and sustained chords. Now for the second part of verse 1. It's 7 measures long. This is interesting because it's uneven, opposed to the first half, which is 6 measures even. There is a 1-measure interjection mimicking the introduction. So this is so nice because it sounds like we're having another introduction to the second half. This second half features 3 phrases of sustained chords and the pedal B-flat. In order to add a slight intensity and underline the new section's entrance, syncopated hand claps are added down deeply in the mix. Phrase 1. The lyrics are, "And you're probably with that blonde girl who always made me doubt." These 2 measures are almost exactly the same melodically as the first phrase of the first half. Again, repetition with slight variation. Now for the second phrase. "She's so much older than me, she's everything I'm insecure about. Yeah, today I drove through the suburbs." This is so interesting in that the phrase is 3 measures long, 1 more than the previous phrase. It's against the G minor chord for 2 measures and then overlapping 1 measure into the E flat chord. Another unusual nuance. We take notice of how the technique of building a melody basically out of 5 close-knit notes, the first 5 notes of the B-flat scale, with a great deal of repetition and slight variation. However, there is one little change that I'd like to mention. When she sings, "Who always made me doubt," the lyric "me," which is important, now has a new note never heard before, 1 higher, the 6th note of the B-flat scale, the note G. And once again, when she sings "insecure" on S, insecure, S, that G comes again. So for the first time, the melody is rising up a little bit on "me" and "insecure." I find that fascinating. I don't know when they composed this, if they intentionally meant to do that or just come from inside. The third phrase, the lyrics are, "'Cause how could I ever love someone else?" This is heard against the second measure of the E-flat chord and then ending with "else" on the B-flat chord. It's interesting how it overlaps the chord change instead of coinciding with these changes. At the end of the first section, we paused on the E-flat chord, which, if you're in the key of B-flat, this creates a pause, a comma, so to speak. Now the verse comes to a definite cadence, that's a resting period, on the B-flat chord, closing out the verse before the entrance of the chorus. Before we enter the chorus, there's one important concept I'd like to mention. You have here a complicated, syncopated melody over sustained, static background chords and a repetitive pedal tone. Each layer is unto itself and does not interfere with the other. With today's programs and computers, you can make your own demos, actually a finished product, in your own home. Look at the work of Billie Eilish and her brother Phineas. Or look at the music of Quincy Jones and his work with Michael Jackson. Each level of composition is clearly heard, works with the other levels, and does not interfere. Now the chorus. The chorus features an uneven section, as we have observed in the verse, 10 measures. This chorus is divided into phrases of 3, 3, 2, and 2 measures each. In addition, as is common practice, when introducing a new section, there are noticeable changes in the melody and background accompaniment. Phrase 1, 3 measures. The lyrics are, "And I know we weren't perfect, but I've never felt this way for no one." This first phrase of the chorus opens with an E-flat major 7th chord. The 4-chord E-flat is now extended into a major 7th chord, a common extension, of the four chord in all keys, adding color and emotion into the chord. I will play an E-flat chord and then an E-flat major seventh so you can hear the comparison. For more on chord extensions, please see podcast number 73. The chord is sustained over two measures, similar to the verse. However, the B-flat pedal is now replaced with chord tones B-flat and G, and then D and G. So we have the fifth and the third of the chord, and then the major seventh and the third, rocking back and forth, still using eighth notes. In the next measure, still against the E-flat major 7th chord, it changes. We have B-flat and G, and then we have C and G, then D and G, and E-flat and G. So every other note beside the G is moving up. B-flat, C, D, E-flat. So we're going from the 5th to the 6th to the major 7th to the root of the chord, alternating with the 3rd of the chord. Let's listen. This rising line in the accompaniment mirrors the melody, which also rises for two measures to the note high D. Also, as I play it, notice how it's in eighth notes, similar to the accompaniment, not syncopated. Such attention to the smallest details. Now, this phrase concludes with the lyrics 4-no-1 as we enter into a B-flat chord, and the B-flat chord is held only for one measure. We have a new chord, E-flat major 7th, held for two measures, and then a B-flat chord for one measure. That's new. Then we have a melody, now not syncopated, but right on the beat, eighth notes, and the accompaniment has also changed. 4-no-1 moves downward from C to an F, C, B-flat, G, and F. Let me play those four notes for you so you can hear the descending line for those lyrics. And for the eighth notes against the B-flat chord, we have another change. The notes are B-flat, the root of the chord, then F, the fifth. So those are two chord tones. Then we go to D, the third of the chord, back to F. But now we have a C. So C against the B-flat chord would be B-flat suspended second, and then we have the F and the D back to the F. So that one note creates a suspension. Phrase 2, the lyrics. And I just can't imagine how you could be so okay now that I'm gone. This is the same as the first phrase we just heard, the melody and accompaniment. However, it does not descend in the third measure to end the phrase as we have just heard on the first phrase. It remains on that high D for the lyric gone. We see how much attention is paid to support the meaning of a lyric with a chord or non-chord tone or the height or depth of a certain note or a chord. Phrase 3, the lyrics. Guess you didn't mean what you wrote in that song about me. At this point, we see a drastic change. The first measure is totally different. Four sets of triplets. The first three notes are repeated exactly. And for the first time, there is a chord on every beat. G minor, F, B flat, and D minor, the three chord. What is also really interesting is that the bass supports the root of each chord, but the eighth notes continue, so we have three against two. In music, when you have a ratio of three against two, they call that a hemiola. The phrase concludes with the lyric me, and we have an E-flat major 7th chord and two notes, a B-flat and a G, the 5th and the 3rd. All this with an increase in dynamics underline and underscores the meaning of the lyrics. As when someone gets mad and they talk faster and their voice gets louder. This is the equivalent in music. At the end of this phrase, with the lyric me, the chords just go back to eighth notes, so we're subsiding now. The anger is now subsiding into sadness with the lyrics, cause you said forever, now I drive alone past your street. These lyrics are supported with triplets again, not the same, but moving downward in a downward moving line. I'll play that. In addition, now the chords stop the eighth note motion. For the first time in the song, we have half notes with the chords C minor, the 2 chord, F, the 5 chord, and B flat, the 1 chord, the 2-5-1 progression. This progression is one of the most commonly used music, and it creates a perfect cadence or ending, and it does end on the B flat chord. So you know that this section is definitely over. In podcast number 91, I illustrate the use of 2-5-1, creating backgrounds using this progression, and also illustrate the fact that this is the main progression in jazz. In these last two phrases, we have seen the music and the lyrics work together, moving from anger to sadness. In this chorus, we have seen changes in the melody, the harmony, the accompaniment, and the rhythm. And we've seen the use of rhythm to mirror intense emotion and the interweaving of accompaniment and melody. Now we're ready for the second verse. Verse 2 begins with the lyrics, "And all my friends are tired of hearing how much I miss you." As this verse returns, we observe another perfect example of repetition with variation. First of all, instead of 13 measures in 2 sections, as in verse 1, it is now only 7 measures. Actually, it is the first half of the original 2-part verse. The melody has also been altered to fit the new lyrics, and a really nice touch is in the 4th measure with the addition of the triplet rhythm we just heard in the chorus, now used for the lyrics, "They'll never know you the way that I do, yeah, today." A perfect way to draw attention to these lyrics. Combining elements from the past with the present is an excellent way to create cohesion and continuity and originality throughout the work. If you could include something from the future, for example, a lyric, a phrase, a rhythm, a chord maybe, from an upcoming section, you can combine the past, present, and future simultaneously, creating subliminal messages and clues to what will happen. We see this all the time in a great novel or a movie. The accompaniment is basically the same, again with slight alterations. The most notable addition, however, is a drum beat added, reinforcing the eighth note pedal B flats. The overall effect is a building of emotional intensity and additional drive. Also, so interesting is that the emphasis is still on the eighth notes. This brings us to the second chorus. The second chorus is a repetition of chorus 1 with the continuing reinforcement of the pedal tone 8 notes with the drums and continuing hand claps. The bridge. The bridge is 16 measures long, divided into 2 sections, 8 plus 8. As I have mentioned in earlier podcasts, see podcasts number 8 and number 9, Take It to the Bridge. The modern bridge is a section added into the verse, pre-chorus, chorus, bridge, interlude sectioning of most modern songs to add in a diversion, a new color, something new. This, once again, is a perfect example of total change, for everything now is new. However, in this song, the bridge becomes the climax of the song, really the most important section. normally the chorus is. Most songwriters have said that the chorus is the essence of the song. Everything leads to that point. But in this song, it's the bridge. First, let's look at the harmony. The chord progression is now one measure each, G minor, E flat major 7, B flat, and F. So that would be the 6 chord, the 4 major 7, the 1, and the 5. What has happened here is the emphasis is now on the quarter notes rather than the eighth notes, creating a metrical shift, in effect seemingly cutting the beat in half. But this is the true beat, for up to now the eighth notes have been the emphasized pulse. This technique is very rare in modern songwriting, so perfectly accomplished. Also, the bass now and the drum beat, the accompanying drum beat, has been altered to dotted quarters and eighths. Let me play that. It supports the chords with the root of each note. And most notably, a choir has been added. Everything has been drastically changed, but in this context makes perfect sense. And even though it is so different, we immediately know it belongs. The 2 8-measure sections are identically the same, musically with new lyrics. The melody features quarter notes and eighth notes on the beat. As the lyrics enter with red lights, stop signs, we have the first 2 measures. I will play them for you now. The next 2 measures repeat that melody exactly. Then in the 5th and 6th measures, it changes a little bit. What is very interesting here is that in the first 4 measures, the interval of the major third is emphasized. In the 5th and 6th measures, the interval of the perfect fifth is now highlighted. Yet another example of the smallest detail used to underline the meaning of a lyric. And then in the 7th and 8th measures of this first section, we have the background singers singing in harmony the syllable oo. The 2nd 8 measures of the bridge are basically the same as the 1st 8. So what we have seen is a total change, rising dynamics, the addition of a choir, a metrical shift, and the lyrical outpouring of love. This bridge is the climax, the emotional high point of a continually rising line from the introduction to this point. As in literature, the climax is the peak of the action, followed by the resolution, the conclusion, the release of all tension. Now softly, the chorus returns, not as the climax, not as a repeating hook, but as the emotional descension from that climax of the bridge. Half note chords now gently support the final chorus. There is a slight alteration in the triplets for the lyrics, "Guess you didn't mean what you wrote in that song about me." And then the final phrase, "cause you said forever, now I drive alone past your street." This phrase is repeated one more time for the outro to emphasize the loneliness and emptiness of the story. In this song, we have seen the craft of songwriting at its highest level. The most noticeable aspect is how the melody, rhythm, harmony, the arrangement, and the vocals underline and support the meaning of each lyric as few songs have ever done successfully. I'd like to leave you with this quote: music is an outburst of the soul. Thank you so much for listening. Take care, Joe.